So I thought it would be fun to look at the most Googled questions about Beartooth.
Love it. Straight to the source.
What do you think are the most Googled questions?
I have literally no idea. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, the top one is your age and if you're single.
Okay. I'm 29 and I'm married quite happily.
So the second most Googled question is, where did Beartooth get their name?
It was our bass player grew up on Beartooth Court. And that was it. It was two words. We put it together, and that's Beartooth. I wish I had like a way cooler story about a bear attack or something, because so many people ask if anything happened with a bear. Absolutely not. It was a street name. You know, changed it up. Did something different.
So that bass player grew up there, but he's not currently in the band.
No.
Was there anything specific about him, or was it really just, you know what, that street name is badass?
Oh, yeah, it's just, I mean, my good friend Nick, still to this day, when we were just, like, talking about it, trying to figure it out, he's like, well, I live on Beartooth Court. And I'm like, that sounds rad. So we just called it Beartooth. Simple as that.
I absolutely love that. So another most Googled question about Beartooth is Beartooth a one-man band?
In the studio, yes. I record, write, produce, mix, master, all the stuff. But live, we are definitely a band.
You mix and master everything too?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Thanks. I mean, it's taken a lot of time. I've been doing it for a while.
What DAW did you start out with?
Cubase.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you produce?
Yeah.
What do you use?
Logic.
You're a Logic? I respect, yeah. I got a lot of friends that use Logic, but Cubase, that was the one. I don't know. I first recorded with Joey Sturgis back when I was 15. And I asked him, I was like, I want to learn how to do demos. What do I get? He told me Cubase. And then I just fell in love. And now I just do it all myself.
I honestly think it's like whatever you start out with ends up kind of just being what you end up using.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I firmly believe that like a DAW is just a platform. You know, it's all got the same basic things. It's just which one are you fastest on?
And like which one are you more comfortable with?
Yeah, that's it.
So I saw that you started writing for Beartooth while you were actually in Attack Attack.
Yes.
From what I read, you were writing for Beartooth as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you feel like what you were writing for Beartooth, you couldn't write for Attack Attack?
I mean, there's a lot. That's a great question. There's a lot that goes into it, but I mean, really, it was that band. I mean, for one, it wasn't my band, you know what I mean? It was like there were a lot of moving parts, there were a lot of people, and I didn't want to, you know, speak for an entire group of people with what I was doing. Granted, you know, I was singing for the band, but I don't know, it was just something that I felt I just needed to do my own thing, and I didn't even really mean to at first. It was more of just kind of like an exercise in recording and producing and writing. To just do things myself, and I love playing, you know. I'm a guitar player. I was a guitar player and a drummer and a bass player before I ever sang. And so doing all of those things is really fun. And that's kind of how Beartooth started, was just like me getting to do my own whole project. And then I just kind of fell in love with it, and, you know, here we are now.
So in 2012, you produced a full-length album for Attack Attack by yourself.
Yes.
Then you quit and started Beartooth.
Yep.
A year later, you're signed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
So why produce a full-length album by yourself for a band and then leave? Did something click while you were producing this whole album to make you go, okay, I'm ready to do this on my own?
I mean, it had been a long process. I'd been producing records for other bands for a while. You know, we were on Rise Records, and I had a great relationship with them, and I was producing some of their younger bands, some other bands on a few different labels. But then, yeah, you know, I got the opportunity to do the whole Attack record myself, and I just, as grueling as it was, I loved the process, and I really felt so connected to the music, and, like, I'm one of those people that I prefer to not have anybody else to blame, you know what I mean? So, like, if anything happens, good or bad, it's like, that's on me. And that's just kind of, I don't know, something that I felt comfortable with. And then Beartooth, you know, obviously there was a bunch of other personal things going on with Attack, and I just wanted to move on to do something else. And truly, I didn't even mean to start Beartooth being a full
a full-on thing. It was more of just like a passion project and something I was kind of doing on the side. I really was just going to get into producing and writing and do that full-time. But then, you know, through a whole string of this person hears a song and what are you doing? Do you want to do this again? And, you know, 9 years later, here we are.
So you never expected Beartooth to get as big as it did?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The people you have performing with you today, are they like the set band?
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely. Like, we're very much, there's two sides. There's the studio, there's making the record and kind of all the music, and that's me. But live, you know, like, the band is incredible. Like, the people I get to play with every day are really, really good. And we've been playing together for a long time. And, you know, there's so many moving parts and so many things that goes into the show. And I think what it does is it just changes it up. Like, when you go to a Beartooth show, you're not hearing the record. You're hearing, you know, a drummer that is, in my opinion, the best drummer that plays rock music, just getting to do his thing and interpret the songs the way he wants to. And there's, you know, everybody's singing, and it's just a whole kind of loud, insane experience. But yeah, I think that keeps things interesting, you know?
So it is a creative outlet and collaborative experience for everyone on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's more of just about having a good time, and really, like, that's when we get to enjoy the fruits of the labor, you know? That hour or 40 minutes or hour and a half or whatever it may be, you know, that's the most fun part. That's why we do it. And, you know, I don't get players to just play everything exactly like the record. You know, I want to be able to kind of just riff off of each other. And, like, you know, the show has now grown into something completely different. And I wouldn't be able to do that with the amazing band that I have behind me. I mean, they're absolutely insane.
I love that.
Yeah.
So my last question for you is, what are your favorite lyrics to sing and why?
For sure, our new song, Riptide. So, I mean, historically, for people who aren't too familiar with our catalog, my lyrics have been very dark, for lack of a better word, throughout the years. I mean, really, Beartooth was kind of the project for me to, like, just figure everything out. And, like, I go through everything that I'm dealing with in my head and my own struggles and my own kind of issues and things. But over the last, you know, like, probably almost a year now, I've just been really working on myself in a lot of ways, working on chasing mental health, physical health, and just chasing being a better performer and a better musician. This is, like, my absolute favorite thing to do. I feel so blessed to be able to do it. And, yeah, so, you know, this new song, it's just got a completely different flavor. It's not just morbidly hopeless like all of the other stuff. It's actually pretty cool. And it's nice to, like, be a little bit happier on stage for a minute and really feel that positive energy. And it was tough to kind of get to that point and, like, realize that in a weird way, like, it's okay to for everything to be okay. Like, I'm just so used to chaos, and I'm so used to, I don't know, just dealing with a lot of things. But just trying to be a little healthier. So, like, that's what the song Riptide's really about at the core, is just kind of moving on from some destructive things in my life.
Is there a specific lyric in that song?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lyric. I just say, I don't want to sing another hopeless song. That's probably the best lyric that I've got. I don't know. That's, to me, like, I mean, it's not exactly poetic, but it's, like, it's very important. You know, it's very blunt. And for me to actually say that, just to, like, put that out into the universe felt really good, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I had to finish off that last word because I was nervous that entire time, so I totally just cut that microphone before you could even finish it. I just, like, I don't know. I didn't want to cut it. I wanted to be able, I want to show that Caleb has manners, all right? Damn. It's hilarious. That was my interview with Caleb from Beartooth. It's odd calling him the lead singer of Beartooth because, in all reality, like, Beartooth really is a one-man band. But when we get to see him perform, we get to see him with all of his friends and everyone just enjoying a really great time. And what's interesting is that you might hear a different sound when they perform live. it's most likely not going to sound like what you're listening to, but not because anything's fake. It's because of this collaborative nature that Caleb allows everyone to just be a part of when there's this live performance. So I'd have to say that talking with Caleb was one of, like, legitimately the coolest experiences I've had. He's a really nice guy, and I just, I don't know. I really recommend Beartooth, especially after meeting and talking with him. So not only is the music good, but it turns out the guy making it is pretty cool too. So thanks for listening.